Hello, it's Friday. Yes, it's Friday afternoon, and this is the podcast recorded by me, Alan O'Donoghue. Every Friday afternoon, I sit down in my classroom when maybe I should be on my way home, and I record this podcast all about what I've been doing with my Year 10 GCSE computing class in the week. Now, it's been a couple of weeks since I last recorded the podcast, and quite a few busy weeks. My Year 10s were They went off on work experience and then they came back again. And we're at the moment, we're spending a lot of our time in lesson on the programming assignment A453 for the OCR GCSE computing course. So the lesson we had on the 4th of March, when they came in to that lesson, I decided I was going to get them organized for all of their homeworks for the rest of the sort of the half term. So I set down a couple of ground rules, which was I instructed them that we're going to use their exercise books that they had for homework. So they've got two exercise books, one we use in class and one they use for homework. And I made sure that they all had a copy of the textbook that we're using. We're using the Susan Robson GCSE Computing textbook. And then what I did was I set them a sequence of homeworks, topics from the book, and a test which is going to happen on the 25th of March. So what will happen is each night when they're doing their homework, they've got topics written down. So, for example, on the 4th of March, it was all about instructions and a glossary. And then on the 6th of March, their homework was CPUs and memory. And what they have to do is for each topic, they have to use a page in their book and they have to summarize the topic of that page. And what I don't want them to do is I don't want them just to copy out the book. I want them to try and do things like memory maps and cloud diagrams and doodles, all to help them summarize what they've learned. So I've given them 6 weeks of homework, and they've written it all in their planners. And then we spent the rest of the lesson I have a coursework tracker thing. I've been using this Google document, a spreadsheet. If you are near a computer now, you can go and have a look at it. It's at tinyurl.com/10ACO1. 10A is the class that I have, and CO1 means it's computing. So on that spreadsheet, what I've got is I've got an array of green cells that are shaded in, which indicates that a child has completed a piece of coursework. And then I've got amber, that's a topic that they were currently working on. And so I update that about once a week in class. The children tell me, they report to me, oh, sir, yeah, I've just finished the analysis for task two. So then I go and update that on there. Now, the following lesson, I realized that we hadn't, there was part of the coursework, they have to do some file handling within Python for the programming language. And we haven't actually covered any file handling yet in Python. It was something I planned for later in the year, but it was going to cause them a problem. So we stopped doing the controlled assessment for that lesson. I mean, I don't mean we stopped doing it in the lesson. We just didn't start it. So the lesson was all about file handling. So what I wanted to do at the beginning of the lesson was I wanted to find out what kind of things did they know about file handling. And I said, well, what kind of things can you do with a file? And I was getting blank expressions and looks. So I got them to take a book out of their bag. I said, well, let's just assume this book is a file. What can we do with it? So they were saying things like, well, we can open it, we can read, we can write into it, we can close it. And I said, well, there's four of them. And there's another one that we're going to be introducing today, a new word, which is append. And so I then gave them an example of some Python, a script where it reads F equals open, and then in brackets we've got test.text with the property write. Then we've got F.write, and it's going to write a string, and then it's going to F.close. So what that piece of Python code does is it opens a new text file in the write in the write assertive mode, yeah, and then it writes something to that text file and then closes it. So I asked them to copy it into their books and then to predict what they thought it was going to do. And hardly anybody managed to figure out what the whole part of it did, but most of them figured out it was going to write something into a file and then close it. So I asked them, rather than me go through the answers with them, I asked them to actually type it in and try it, and they did. And sure enough, when they looked around on their in their folders, they found there was a text file that it had written to. So that was kind of the basic bit about how to do some file handling. In the following lesson, I decided this. So this was the next day, on the 12th of March. I wanted to do a little bit of recap over file handling. So again, open, read, write, close. But then again, introducing append. Now, I asked them to read through the coursework assignment and try and figure out which of those was the coursework assignment asking them to do, because there was going to be a point later on where they're going to have to actually be able to solve that. But I'm not telling them how to solve it. I'm just introducing some file handling to them. So then I asked them that I wanted them to design a program that was going to ask the user for 5 names and 5 ages, and then it was going to store that data in a text file. So they had to write it in their books, they had to design the program in their books, and then I asked them to test it in Python to see if we could get it to work. So we had mixed results. This is a mixed ability class, so we've got some children in this class should be capable of getting A stars, and some, if they can get a C, well, that'll be fantastic, but they're probably not going to score a C grade at GCSE. So again, we had mixed results. There were some stumbling blocks. So what they noticed was when it was storing the names in the text file, it was concatenating them. It was writing all of them together in one big long string. So I showed them how you could use /n, and that would put in a line space, and that would then separate the values that it was writing to the text file. Now, this was the point where I decided to introduce append, because I asked them to run their program a few times, and they noticed that each time you run it, it started the text file all over again, and it wrote the new results over the old ones, and you lost them. So I asked them to change the write. There's a property when you open a text file in Python, you can tell it what mode, whether it's going to be in read, write, or append. So I got them to change it to append, but I didn't tell them what it was going to do. So I asked them to test it and run it, and what difference did they notice? And sure enough, they noticed that it kept the original data that was in there. So this is when I introduced the word append to them, and we talked about how a book has an appendix and how humans have got an appendix, and it usually means something that's sort of added on to the end, or you know, like an afterthought or something that's thought about afterwards. So that was pretty much it. So that was the lessons up to the 12th of March. Now, a couple of things that not on topic necessarily, but in the last few weeks, we had the Raspberry Jamboree. You might have heard me mention that in some previous episodes of this podcast. The Jamboree, that was an event that we held in Manchester at the Manchester Central Conference Centre. And we had 365 teachers came, and some of them from different parts of the world. So, for example, we had 2 teachers from Bahrain. We had some visitors from Sweden and Switzerland and France and Portugal. And, it was a fantastic occasion. We had something like 37 speakers and 29 workshops on the day. And we recorded a lot of them, and we put the videos on YouTube, and I've been adding a new film of a talk on each day. And I was absolutely blown away. One of the talks, Amy Mather, who's a 13-year-old girl, and she's a little bit frustrated because she wants to learn computer science at school, but at the moment, because she's in a minority school, they're not really able to cater for her. So she's been coming to our Raspberry Jam events, and she's learnt Python on the Raspberry Pi, and she built a model of Conway's Game of Life using her Raspberry Pi and Python. So her talk was all about Conway's Game of Life and how she built it. And on the Sunday morning after the Jamboree, I put it on YouTube, and within an hour or so, it had 384 visits, or views, I should say. And that later that same day, it had nearly 7,000 views on YouTube. Incredible. And about a week later now, well, not quite a week because it's 5 or 6 days, it's had over 20,000 people have gone and viewed Amy's talk, which is fantastic. The point of the Jamboree really was to help people see, teachers and educators, to see the educational potential of the Raspberry Pi and how it could be used within a classroom. Although I'm not suggesting, and I don't think anybody is really saying that, you know, you should take away all the desktops in your classroom, take them away and put in Raspberry Pis. It just offers a different experience. So on the day we had people who were showing how you could use your Raspberry Pi to do robotics, something that's possible with a desktop PC, but something that's as small as the Raspberry Pi, with it being compact, you can manage that a lot easier. So that's it really for now. And in my next podcast, I'll be talking about how I've been dealing with the A453 programming assignment, and hopefully get some more people in the podcast with me. Thank you for listening. Bye.